welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm really just beside myself as we continue to hear this assault from the right on things, and with the arrogance that they display. You know, here again, Republicans hammer Joe Biden over Russia's invasion of the Ukraine and claim that this is happening because of President Joe Biden. Right-wing political figures and commentators drop the long-standing custom of joining Democrats to speak with one voice in times of international crises, accusing the president of weakness and even rallying to Russian leader Vladimir Putin's side. You know, Donald Trump has done that along with Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar, one of Trump's most loyal backers, who has been accused of ties with white nationalists. Vladimir Putin saw how weak President Biden has been as a world leader and took complete advantage of it. This will be yet another crisis to add to his failing resume, added Trump-endorsed Michigan Representative Lisa McClain. You know, these people who call themselves patriots and who claim to be Americans, and who want to point a finger constantly at others need to be made examples of. I'm saying it. I know what I'm saying. They need to be made examples of, and they need to be called out. Every opportunity, people who are on the air, who are on the other side of this, need to call these people out for what they are. And not only are they rabble rousers, they're worse than rabble rousers. They're dangerous people. And they really are enemies of the state. And I know what I'm saying. People may say, Earl, how dare you call other American citizens enemies of the state? Well, when you are and you see where we are at this point in time and what we, this nation, is up against and what could very well happen, and instead of you looking at this thing collectively, what's in the best interest of the nation, you are only concerned with what's in the best interest of lying conservatives. And yeah, I said lying conservatives, because that's what they're doing, continuing to act as though they are somehow in power. You're not in power right now. You may be in the future, but right now you're not. And you need to stay in your place. You know, you control the media outlets, no question whatsoever. But the American people, the majority of the American people who put Democrats in leadership, need to clearly state to those Republicans, you're not in power. On the state level, on the national level, it's not your turn. You know, your turn may return. But right now is not. Shut up and, you know, and go sit in the back room and allow the adults to handle this. Because this is no time and no place for juvenile delinquents whose feelings are hurt. This is a critical juncture in the history of the world and what could possibly happen. And many of you continue to whine and snivel like spoiled brats. Some of us have had enough of it. And I already know if and when Republicans retake control, they're going to be running roughshod and not allowing differing voices to say anything. You know how I know? We were just there. A little over a year ago, you guys were in charge, in control, and did not want anyone to challenge your authority. Well, you know what? You don't have any right now. Sit down and shut up and allow this nation and those of us who think it's more important than, you know, what you think. You've had your turn and botched it up. Man, I'm, you know, just had to get that off of my chest. Enough is enough. But anyway, here we have this constant harangue by folk on the right who think it is an easy thing to do, and they believe that, you know, Joe Biden should have been able to somehow prevent what Vladimir Putin has been planning for years. Nobody can tell me that Vladimir Putin just decided to do this since Joe Biden's been the president for the last 14 months. No, he was planning it all the time. He was sitting down with the clown, the court jester, Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, thinking that that was his guy, and we have a great relationship, Vladimir Putin's a great guy, he was planning this under the last 4 years of Donald Trump and Republican leadership, if you want to know the truth. But to somehow think this all came to fruition because the Vladimir Putin looked at Joe Biden and said, oh, finally, we've got a weak person. Let's make this move. That's the height of insanity. I do know this. We're in a difficult time that has been predicted by many. And if the American people don't realize that it's a time, at a time of war, and you may say, well, we're not at war. Well, we're very close to it. And that we need to focus on bringing our ideas and thoughts together. Then, you know, the hell with you. I guess I can say that on the air, right? Yeah. Well, to hell with you. All of you who continue to play these games and in hopes that by saying these whacked out things that somehow Republicans are going to wind up back in leadership, back in control. Wait your turn. And remember, and this is why I have such a problem with Democrats. Democrats should be firing back at all of this foolishness every chance they get. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.